Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. So today, we have spent some time going through discussing about our need for leadership, that and we define leadership in simple terms. We are trying to make things. We go through back. Okay, we briefly go through what we have done in the past. Okay, look at the definition again and again, many times. Let's read together, the definition of Dhamma leadership. Together. To optimize relevant internal and external human resources according to natural laws to produce the maximum overall sustainable true benefits. Okay, truth we put plural because there are many types, and many levels. Instead of saying about general truth, we are referring to many various levels of different truth, different level of truth, different types of truth. Of truth by wisdom for all. And we did talk about that our need for leadership because of the definition only, because we need the efficiency. We want one plus one more than two. We don't want our coming together become a factor, a waste of our energy. We want it to be more efficient, to be complementary, to be supportive to each other. That's why we need leadership, so that our as a part of the human resource, when we come together, we work together more efficiently. That's why we have to spend time learning about leadership. It's not that we want to be leader, we want to boss over other people. It's not like that. Leadership is for efficiency only, so that we don't cause unnecessary and good people coming together don't. Due to our ignorance of handling of problems in organization, we end up producing more inefficiency and causing a lot of waste, human time, waste of time, waste of energy, waste of our spiritual power, and exhaust ourselves unnecessarily. That's why we talk about leadership. We need leadership. It's not because of our vanity, not because of our pride that we want to lead. It's not like that. It's a sense of responsibility, so that this important role, important duty, is actually very sacred, very heavy duty of a person, that so that we are competent to do it, or we either do it or not do it. If we do it, we do it in a competent way. Make sure we qualify ourselves to do the job, to perform the job. Otherwise, we are not responsible for the group, for the people. So that's the reason we talk about leadership. Some people say they try to be very humble. No, why we talk about leadership? I don't want to lead. But you don't want to lead and you lead. Now, that's the worst thing. So you see, we went through problem searching. We try to understand ourselves more. We journey to the sources and all the causes of problem. Source. And we talk about what we wish for ourselves and what we wish for our group. And we also talk about what are the costs and the price that we are ready to put in to fulfill, to achieve our aim and to overcome our problems. So look at this approach. Problem searching, journey to the source, cause of problem. I have a dream, embark on a journey. Do you see anything unique in this approach? Does it remind you of anything about the Dhamma? Yes, Four Noble Truths. Look at it. Two sets of cause and effect. Suffering. This is the effect. Cause of suffering? This is the cause. Cessation of suffering. This is the effect we want to achieve. Ways to cease suffering. This is actually the cause. Of course, strictly speaking, cessation of suffering, we talk about three aspects. Huh? We talk about the cessation of cause of suffering also, the defilements. Huh? And we talk about the cessation of five aggregates when the Arahant passed away. Cessation of defilements when the Arahant attained Arahantship, Arahatam Magga, at that time. We achieve kilesa parinibbana. That means the cessation of kilesa, of defilements. Then at the end of that particular life, when after Arahant attained Arahantship, at the moment of attaining Arahantship is kilesa parinibbana, the overcoming of the cessation of defilements. Then at the end of in that life, after the cease, after dying, that means the five aggregates cease, there will be no new five aggregates. So there's a cessation of five aggregates, Khanda Parinibbana. And when we talk about cessation, it's not only about that. We also talk about the cessation of the Paramattha Dhamma, the not arising and not passing away element, the peaceful element, the unconditioned element, which is Nibbana. This is Asankata Nibbana. Asankata Dhamma, which the Dhamma which is not arising and not passing away, the ultimate reality. We talk about four types of ultimate reality: consciousness, mental states, materiality, and Nibbana. And the first three types are objects of Vipassana: consciousness, mental states, and materiality. These are the object of our Vipassana training. But this cessation, this Asankata Nibbana, not arising and not passing, unconditioned state. This is a not arising and passing away. This is not object of Vipassana. This is the end of Vipassana, the result of Vipassana. We cannot say exactly a result, not in the sense of a conditioning. You cannot say like this, we have this because we have the condition to produce this. But Nibbana is not produced. But because you have done this to overcome all the obstacles to reach Nibbana, then you realize Nibbana. So we never say Nibbana is produced. But without this effort, you will not reach Nibbana. Okay, just like you go to the other shore. You don't say the other shore is created by you. But without making the effort, you won't reach the other shore. So in that sense, it seems to be the effect. But the effect not in the sense of being produced, but effect in the sense that because of the work hard, then it happened. So in this sense, it is the effect. But not in the effect in the sense of conditioning. Okay, can you understand? So, this is a... But anyway, in these clear things, you see it's a cause and effect. In this way, it's a result. In the sense of result, it is a cause and effect. Okay? But never say Nibbana is... a result in the sense of being produced. Don't say like that. Because when we talk about cause and effect, in terms of karma vipaka, it's always something and something. But in this sense, it is not something for something. Okay? Okay. This is the cause and effect of problem. This is the cause and effect of goal. C and E of problem, C and E of goal. So applying this methodology in our leadership. Again, still two sets of cause and effect. Problem, cause of problem. Goal. Instead of saying that cessation of problem, we can always say it's a goal. It's something that we want to achieve. Our dream, our goal, our targets. Then this effect. And this is ways to achieve goal. We can apply this formula for any problems. And sometimes you need not start from problem. You can also start from goal. Sometimes you say, okay, I want the goal. Okay? For example, assuming that there's some people want to get rich, very rich. Okay, my goal is to get rich, some people say. So, how to get rich? Sometimes they want to create something out of the blue. Then they don't achieve anything. But if they can go root, go down to solve the problem, you see, oh, anywhere in the world we find problem, if I can solve the problem for the people, there's a chance to get rich. There's a chance to get some rewards out of that because you are solving problem. So in this way. So whatever it is, if you have you start from goal, you start from whatever, you try to complete these two sets of causal effect, and it helps a lot. It helps you to understand your position. It helps you to understand where you are and how to proceed very, very effectively, very, very well. See any of problem, see any of goal. So this, actually, we derive this from the fundamental teaching of the Buddha, the Four Noble Truths. Just that for the Four Noble Truths, it's meant the Buddha use it to really go deep into overcoming the suffering of all beings once and for all, ultimately, in the ultimate sense. But for us, we use it in whatever aspect of life that we are involved, such as now in leadership, in organizing work, in management, in whatever human relationship, anything. This will be very helpful. Okay, now let's proceed. Then it goes to this question. Is when it comes to, we want to plan anything about our life, our organizing work, our business, or whatever, always ask, these are the best things to ask. You need to be very clear about yourself. You need to be very clear about yourself. What we don't want. Okay? And what do we want? But not only what do we want ultimately? For example, some people say, I want money. But by the time they get money, they are not happy. Then they realize this is not what really ultimate what they want. This is just a means towards what they want. They want happiness. They want everything. They want satisfy their desire. But they want money. Money is actually a means towards the goal, not their goal. So this is very important. If we forget sometimes in the course of chasing or pursuing our goal, by the time you reach there, you're not happy. So what do we want ultimately? If you ask yourself this question again and again, would you want all the wealth without health? No, you may not feel happy. If you have a handicapped body, aged body, I mean very weak, burdened by a lot of sickness, that wealth means nothing to you. You cannot enjoy it even. So what do you want ultimately? So if you ask this question again and again, then eventually you'll come to a clearer answer. Okay? What we don't want, what we want. Know it very clearly. Very, very, very clearly. What we do not want. What we don't want, Or what do we not want? You want to be grammatically perfect, So this is a bit casual expression. What do we want ultimately, eventually? In fact, this seems to be simple question, but really not simple. If you look at it from the point of 1 year, okay, now what do we want? It's one thing. You look at it from 10 years, it's different. You look at it from life after life, evolution. This question will give you a different answer. I remember those days when I was young, in the universities. I was asking this similar question also. Okay, well, when we were young, we want fun, we want life, a happy life, we want money, enjoy, we want recognition. But then I asked myself this one single question. I asked myself, what happened 30 years later when I look back to what I am now today at the age of 24? How would I regard what I'm doing? When I ask myself, I project my mind into 30 years later and look back, suddenly I realize what I want ultimately is something more profound, more substantial, rather than just recognition, name, fame, wealth, a relationship. No. So this is very important. What do we want ultimately? Now I'm already almost 20 over years. I graduated in 1993. Now it's already 25 years later already. It's so near to 30 years as I projected. I'm very happy I made the decision of spiritual journey. Very happy. Because of that question I asked, how would I look at it 30 years later to what I'm doing now? That helps a lot. So what do we want ultimately? That helps a lot. So if we look transcend time for a longer time frame, then even this question will give to us different answer. Okay. So that's why sometimes when we help in leadership, when people get tied up, their mind, their thinking get caught up, you know, in a very narrow time frame, very narrow space. So it seems small thing is so big for them. You know, they cannot get over it and cannot see the bigger picture. Then all the mind get worked up with petty quarrels or dissatisfaction. So it's a pity. So what we do as a leader, we try to make them see wider, see further. And in the same way we help ourselves this way, we also help people that we lead in this way. Okay? Okay, now look at this. Okay, first thing, what do we not want? But this is not enough. After asking this question, you look further, there are causes. What we don't want, but they exist. We don't want this, but they exist. But what are the causes of what we don't want? Maybe bad thing, bad experience, unpleasant experiences. But what are the causes? This is very important. It requires a lot of bravery and honesty to look into the causes. If you don't understand the causes, there's no way to get around, no way to overcome anything. Causes are very important. So in the Buddha's teaching, cause and effect, because of this conditioning, if you want to achieve anything, you go look into the causes. Can we make a change to the causes? If we can change the causes, we can change the result. So this is a simple methodology. Very simple. But so many people miss it. They work and work by all the strategies, all the tactics for the result. But they don't work on the causes. That's why many people fail. And for those who want to succeed, you work on the causes. Okay, then, what do we want ultimately? Again, there are causes. You see, this simple wisdom we derive from Four Noble Truths. Again, this Four Noble Truths manifestation. We express it in different ways. We apply it in different manner. Right? It's the same principle. This is an important natural laws. Cause and effect.